This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Nationally, there are about 510,000 new COVID infections daily, with about 1 in 66 Americans currently infected with COVID. The risks of COVID go beyond an illness that can compromise lung function. A study from Ohio State demonstrated that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein can trigger inflammation in heart tissue, which causes vessel damage and leads to changes in the heart's electrical system that increase the risk of arrhythmias. Researchers found an increased incidence of cardiac rhythm disorders in patients with COVID infection because of inflammation caused by the viral infection. And a study of more than 465,000 pediatric patients found that a second COVID infection more than doubles the risk of long COVID in children and adolescents as compared to the first COVID infection. Long COVID-associated symptoms, including fatigue, headache, myocarditis, cognitive impairment, blood clots, pain, and other conditions can happen. More than 6 million American children have long COVID, surpassing asthma as the most common chronic disease in children. Two conflicting lawsuits seek to either protect or cull Montana's wolf population. The lawsuits reflect an ongoing tug of war between state lawmakers intent on reducing the predator's presence in Montana and wildlife advocates who argue that the legislative and executive branches are driving Montana's wolf population down to unsustainable levels. Although the opposing lawsuits forward dramatically different visions for a sustainable wolf population, both fault Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks and the 7-member Republican governor-appointed Fish and Wildlife Commission for using unscientific management methods. In August, the commission established a 458 wolf quota with tighter restrictions for areas surrounding Yellowstone National Park. A lawsuit filed September 30th in a district court in Sanders County by the Outdoor Heritage Coalition and Gallatin County outfitter Craig Neal argues alongside Montana Representatives Shannon Maness of Dillon and Paul Fielder of Thompson Falls that an overabundance of wolves has contributed to chronic livestock depredations, a decline in ungulate populations, and reduced hunting and trapping opportunities. They say that the commission has set quotas that maintain a more or less steady population of wolves, which they say diminishes the opportunity to harvest wild fish and wild game animals enshrined in the Montana Constitution. They're asking the 20th Judicial District Court to issue a permanent injunction eliminating the 2025-26 wolf hunting and trapping framework in favor of looser regulations with, for example, a higher quota and a longer season in which to kill wolves. On the other side of the issue, Wild Earth Guardians, Project Coyote, Footloose Montana, and Gallatin Wildlife Association are asking a Helena judge to immediately block an extreme quota of wolves that represents an unsustainably high percentage of the state's overestimated wolf populations. They argue that the 2025-26 quotas, paired with 100 wolf removals or killings that are authorized for wolves in conflict with humans, are unsupported by science and threaten to push the Montana population toward long-term decline and irreparable harm. The conservation groups also made constitutional claims in their lawsuit, arguing that the state's wolf management framework runs counter to Montanans' right to a clean and healthful environment and to a constitutional directive to provide adequate remedies for degradation of the environmental life support system and to prevent unreasonable degradation of natural resources. Federal wildlife managers protected gray wolves under the Endangered Species Act in 1978. In 2011, after unsuccessful attempts to remove ESA protections, Congress passed an appropriation bill that delisted wolves in Montana, allowing them to be hunted and trapped and killed. Several efforts have been made to restore federal protections for Northern Rockies wolves in the ensuing years, but none have been successful. The state's wolf population has held relatively steady, around 1,100 animals, for the past decade. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.